Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. It came from the ice, a monster of unimagined size, and it was alive.
What are you talking about? Sounds like the plot from a B-grade horror film. You do realize we don't review movies here.
Actually, that would be neat with all the sci-fi flicks out there, but no. I'm talking about scientists who revived a 30,000-year-old virus, the biggest virus ever found.
It's comparable to a small bacterium when usually viruses are 80 to 1,000 times smaller. We're lucky it infects amoebas rather than us. That's actually what researchers used to bait the ancient virus from the Siberian permafrost.
Named Pithovirus sibericum, this virus has a thick wall with a unique honeycomb structure that caps the opening. It's unusually hollow, with far less genetic information compared with a typical virus, which is jam-packed.
And only a third of its proteins are similar to other viruses. This isn't the first giant virus discovered. One was found in water samples from Chile in 2003, another in Australia, and in 2013, the DNA of a giant virus called Marseille virus was in the lymph node of an 11-month-old boy.
Doctors removed the inflamed lymph node, and fortunately, he recovered in a year. The same virus has also been detected in seemingly healthy blood donors, so the Marseille virus's role in disease is a bit murky.
As for the newest virus, the interesting question is whether global warming could revive other dormant viruses and pose a future threat. Even so, we'd be far more preoccupied with cities underwater than a few giant viruses.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.